Okay, it's 7:05. Do I hear a motion to start the meeting?
I make a motion that we begin the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. First on the agenda is reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll do a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Let's take a moment and pray for leadership. Okay. All right. First on the agenda is we have Mr. Hoagland from Wellington CPAs. We have our 2020 fiscal year 2020 city audit completed, and he is going to go through it with us.
Are you a commissioner?
Yeah.
Well,
just a few more days, and that will be no.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Now, has everybody gotten one that should have a paper copy of the financials? Okay. Everybody's got one. Everybody's got the letter, too. So, okay. Thank you.
Okay. It's all yours.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for having me here tonight. Everyone's got a copy of the audited financial statements and a copy of the letter that we call the, it's an audit summary letter. It's kind of just through the whole audit process together. And I'll also submit electronic copies of all this to the mayor. And after this meeting, if the audit's approved, our firm will also electronically submit the audit to the Department of Local Government in accordance with their rules and regulations. Well, here we are tonight, and we have caught up. We performed the June 30th, 2020 audit. The city of Worthington Hills had been behind before, and now you're current. So that's a really good thing. And, you know, I'm presenting here in December. We've got several other cities. We probably won't present those until January because COVID kind of put us behind. The audit went very smoothly this year. I'm going to just kind of go over this letter, you know, kind of quickly. This is a summary letter, which is good to go over. Because, like I said before, it kind of brings the whole audit process together. First paragraph of the letter basically tells you that the city engaged us to perform the audit and that we performed the audit. As we move down the letter, you know, we come on to a section called difficulties encountered in performing the audit. We encountered no difficulties in dealing with management and in performing the audit. Next part of the letter talks about were there misstatements. Did we find misstatements when Dan provided us with the trial balances to the city? The answer to that is no. There were no misstatements. We did not have to make any material adjustments. We do make an adjustment each year for your depreciation, you know, et cetera, things like that, maybe some property, plant, and equipment additions, but that kind of just comes at audit time. So any adjustments we made were just ordinary standard adjustments. Turning on to the second page of the letter, did we have any disagreements with management during the audit about how the audit's presented, about the numbers? No, no disagreements. The mayor has kindly signed a management representation letter basically representing to my firm, our firm, that the city provided us with everything that we needed to perform the audit. Everything was provided, everything we asked for. There were really no other audit findings at this time that, you know, that we need to bring to your attention. The most important thing really to note again is that now you're caught up and you're running on time with your annual audit. In a timely manner. So, it's a very positive occurrence for the city. Now, you have a copy of the financial statements in your hands. they're rather lengthy, 21 pages long. What I like to do is when I review the audit with the cities, is just kind of go over any highlights, any significant items. Most significant item on our financial report is the fact that our independent auditor's report is an unmodified report, which is the level that you want. Basically states that the financial statements are materially correct, and that's what it states. These financial statements are fairly presented and are materially correct. That's our report on page one. Then I'd like to maybe have you just turn your attention to page three. The report, page three, as it's noted at the bottom. Page three. At the bottom of this page, this is a condensed version of the city's statement of net position. And I like to look at this because there's a comparison between the prior year and the current year, and that makes financial information more relative. You compare the current year to the prior year. And basically, you'll see here at the top, total assets, they increased during the year for the city. $878,000 in 2019 to $909,000 in 2020. And that's because the city basically made a net profit during the year. So assets increased. Look down the condensed statement of net position. Your liabilities last year were approximately $40,000. That's accounts payable, etc. $22,000 this year. That's just a timing difference of, you know, when do you pay your bills. Your net position for the city. Again, it increased total position from 838 to 887. Well, if you look over in the right-hand column there, that increase, $48,490, that basically represents the net profit of the city. The city was in a black position for the year. You know, your revenues were greater than your expenditures, which that's always a positive for the city. Then you flip over to page four. Here's your statement of activities, basically your income statement for the year. You look up here at the top, revenues, you know, your operating grants, that's your municipal road aid money from the state of Kentucky. And as we come down, you'll see property taxes, other taxes, investment income. Now, there is one significant difference from 2019 to 2020. In 19, we had some revenue from litigation that was settled. Correct, Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody in the city knows what that litigation involved. A contract dispute with
Waste Management.
Waste Management. So that was kind of a one-time other income in 2019 that did not happen and should not and would not have happened in 2020. Move down further, you'll see your total expenses for the year, $416 the prior year, $350 this year. Expenses are down. Now, there were some additional legal expenses required in 19 related to that litigation and the collections. Related to that litigation. But again, the city's, you know, kept their expenses in line. So, there you go, you have it. You look down at the bottom, net position increased. About $48,490 for the year. Positive, you know, situation for the city. And then we'll flip over to page, let's get into the financial statements themselves. And I'll tell you the best place to look at that is, let's go to page 8. This is by funds. On page 8, your balance sheet. And we discussed earlier, just a minute ago, that you know you had an increase in your assets, et cetera, during the year. Now you'll see on your balance sheet, June 30th, 2020, you see your cash position, cash and cash equivalents. In your case, the cash are just different operating accounts, different accounts you have at Independence Bank. $712,000. I can tell you we audit approximately 13 cities. For a city of your size, that's a nice amount of cash to have on hand for your city. Property taxes receivable, not much of a fluctuation from the prior year. That's in line. do-tos and do-froms between the general fund and the special revenue fund for activities during the year. Other receivables that's associated with the insurance taxes. We move down the balance sheet, accounts payable. Due to your special revenue fund, that's just the funds owing each other money, and you handle that throughout the year. So that always nets out to zero. This is due to's and due funds between the funds. And then you have deferred inflows of resources. That just represents property taxes that have not been collected within 60 days of the year end. That's a rule they have in government accounting for cities. You know, you show that as a liability until it's collected. But it's a part of your revenue account. So, you know, once those monies, you know, they're coming in, you know, after those 60 days. So there's your, the city has a very solid balance sheet. Mostly because you're sitting on $712,000 of cash. It's June 30th, 2020. So, again, that's a good positive situation for the cities, you know, for a rainy day. Future road paving, whatever projects may come up, whatever emergencies may come up, you wouldn't have to go back, to the citizens of the cities and try to raise taxes or anything like that. You've got a nice amount of cash flow. So then, as the auditor, I would be interested in, looking at page 10, for example. That's your statement of revenues and expenditures, in detail. There you see the breakout, property taxes, insurance taxes, municipal road aid collected during the year, interest investment income based on which cash accounts, special revenue versus the general fund. And, during the audit, we look for any significant or unusual changes in accounts, and we would really focus on those. Really had none of those, which is good for the fiscal year 2020. Everything was pretty consistent. And here we break out your expenditures, sanitation, et cetera, et cetera. You see what those are. Again, as the audit partner, when I'm reviewing our work papers and reviewing our work, I'm looking for anything out of the ordinary. There's nothing out of the ordinary. And I will note this to you. You may want to, as you're looking down expenditures, you'll see audit fee, for example. $21,000. We charge for this year, our audit fee is $7,000. That's an accumulation of prior audits that were basically all paid during the fiscal year of 2020, the timing of when you wrote the checks, because I've basically been here presenting the 2019, 2018, 2017 audits within about the last year and a half. Those audits were caught up. Your mayor has done a nice job in leadership and pressing us to get through these audits. There's a backlog there. So we respected that, and we pushed forward to get us caught up. So the mayor stayed honest about that, and it's been accomplished. The other thing in the city financial statements, like I said, this is a 21-page document. Look at it. If you ever have any questions, you can contact us. It's all pretty standard. A lot of good information here. About the city's financial work. I do point to the back of the report, basically what we call your internal control report, where you look at your internal control. And in the past, you've had issues. Prior administration had some issues in areas of internal control. The new administration, when they came in, they made a lot of changes, strengthened your internal controls. This report, we have nothing to really report. That's what this says. It says we found no problems with your internal controls. You have proper segregation of duties. Your authorizing. And your expenditures are being authorized and they're being reviewed, and they're being okayed and all that, in advance. All of your monies are secure at the bank, either by FDIC insurance or by pledged assets of the city. So your $712,000 is completely insured, which is basically a regulation for cities. But some cities fall outside of that. They may not have, you know, gone to the trouble to make sure that all the funds were insured or collateralized by the bank. You're all cities, monies are all now completely collateralized. There's been a time when some of the money hadn't been collateralized. Now, are you really at risk? Now, come on, local banks around here, we haven't had a bank failure in quite a few years. But you know, it's a good thing that all your monies are collateralized. Dan does a fantastic job. You know, you're fortunate. You've got a CPA, you know, as your treasurer. It's always really positive. You have an active city commission. You have a mayor who's been trained and is very knowledgeable on the inner workings of the city. And that's about my report for tonight. Things are looking good. You know, I've had cities where I've had to come and give bad reports, talk about bad things. You guys run a pretty tight ship here, and it shows in your audits. And if it didn't, we would let you know. Any questions? And sometimes, honestly, when you do what I do for a living, not having questions and it being boring, that's a good thing.
I do want to bring up, because I don't know if anybody realizes this, but fiscal year 2020, we had budgeted $26,000 for carryover from reserves. And whether you see it or not, we had, when they did the amount of excess or growth, it doesn't include that $26,000. So we really did good last year because we not only increased our revenue, but we didn't have to spend that $26,000 out of our reserves to start with.
Already had that budgeted, right?
It was already budgeted. That's how we balanced the budget in for the 2020 fiscal year. But when you look at the numbers, our expenses actually came in below what we needed to have with that $26,000.
Yeah, and you know, I did kind of just move right past the budget pages on page 18 and 19. You know, those pages are, you know, those are actually, they're important. I should have pressed on those for a minute. You can see here, this is your city's budgeted amount, your final budgeted amount versus your actual expenditures. And you can see here, your variances are very reasonable and very easily explained. You know, property taxes came in, quote, higher than your final budgeted amount. That's collection of delinquent property taxes, etc. Look down through here, no surprises on your appropriations. Snow removal, you know, was less. You budgeted a larger amount. I guess that's something every year you just put an amount in and, you know, you hope it's
just less. Pray.
Yeah, and it was. So you see, you've got a good budget process here. And you just got good budgets. Because believe it or not, as important as budgeting is, there's some cities that just aren't real strong in their budget process. It's hard to kind of believe. I mean, that's really basically the financial structure of the city is a budget. But you guys, you know, after years of experience, you should be pretty close on your budget. And there shouldn't be much surprise on the expenditure side or even the revenue side. So you can always look at your budget just to see how your actual compares to the budget.
Sounds good. Do I hear a motion to accept the fiscal year 2020 city audit? Thank you, Commissioner Babil. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. I'll only take a roll call vote. Commissioner Babil?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Hall? Is he on?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I muted my mic so I could hear him. Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
And Mayor Stone, yes. So that's a majority. All right. He has given us the bill tonight, and I would like to go ahead and add it to our expense report. Is there any objection to that? That way Dan could get them paid. We get them taken care of. And again, I want to thank everybody on this commission. We went through 5 years of city audits in 2 years. And in fiscal year 2020, the first one we got was July. The next one we got in February. And I pushed them for the one that we got in August. So that's why we had 3 done during fiscal year 2020. So thank you all for pressing on with us. And this has been really a good deal for us to go through. Dan's done a fine job providing everything. And I can't say thank you enough to him.
Now, you did force one of my finest staff people into early retirement. maybe all those audits pushed her over the edge. That's okay.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. And thank you, Mr. Hoagland, for coming out this evening.
I'll dismiss myself. It's been a pleasure to work with you guys this year. Happy holidays. Hope you have a safe and good rest of the year. And we'll stay in touch.
Yes, be looking for my phone call in June so we can get the initial engagement letter done. Of course, I've got the new commission that's got to approve it, but I'm sure they will.
And I will, as I have in the past, I will copy you and Dan on our submission
to
the Department of Government tomorrow.
All right, thank you, sir. You have a safe evening.
I've got a couple extras of these. You don't want them, do you? I'll destroy them.
Here. Go ahead.
Everybody's got a paper copy, correct?
It'll be on the website.
Everybody's got one. Okay.
Okay. He gets out of here. And
you add it to the...
Yeah, I add it to it. It's already gone over. I hope you don't mind me scribbling on it. I'm just so happy to have that over and done with. Next on the agenda, I haven't signed them yet.
No.
Is the November city meeting minutes. And I know we just got a new version of it right before we come in here tonight, and that was Commissioner Hall's commissioner report was added to it. So, has anybody got any other corrections that they found in it? All right. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes as they are?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? He's on delay over there. All right. Next on the agenda is the city's financial reports. Again, those went out. I guess Friday I sent them out. Went over them. Did anybody find any corrections that need to be done? Do I hear a motion?
Motion.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Bill. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? All right. All right. Now, let's see. I'm in the process of doing the reimbursement. We'll get yours signed off on when you get back in town, Commissioner Hall, okay? Can you hear me over there? You got that turned off?
So he doesn't want any money.
Oh, he doesn't want any money? Okay. Commissioner Hall. Can you hear okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It was working fine earlier. That's why I'm just checking.
No, it's good. I turned my mic off so I can hear you better.
Okay. I said we'll get the initial sheet over to you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks. Next on here is, it looks like, the city attorney's report.
I'm going to be struggling tonight.
You're going to have to speak up if you're going to sit back there.
Well, this is like a triple no.
I don't really care. Just all speak
right.
up.
All right. I'm going to be short this evening. I'm sure that's going to astound everybody. There's not much report. We'll talk about planting white plants, you know, same number of plants on either end of the ground effects property, and I inquired about that, and they're looking into that. I called earlier than today, and I had heard from them, so I sent an email, and they're going to look into that. And let's see. I would like to say this. Anybody's any questions, that's fine, but I would like to acknowledge and commend Carol and Linda for the outstanding job that they've done over the last 2 years. I think they did a great job. They were both very, very conscientious, and for that I want to applaud them and thank them.
Well, thank you.
I agree.
You thank you very much.
Thank you, yes.
We'll get to that in a little while.
I'm done.
Okay. Old business. Okay, that's on for next year. City attorney, 500 words or less. Okay. Old business. Is there any commissioners with old business that they need to address? All right. Dennis and I did the emergency communications equipment. Dennis, you want to talk about it, or?
Yeah, we did two separate radio checks with three different radios, and the outcome we determined that this one's basically a business band radio. It had better coverage, and if worse comes to worse, and we're having problems communicating, you can also purchase a, I don't know what they cost exactly, but. You can put it on a repeater so you have several miles range. But so far they seem to work fine within the city. Even from like your house, Linda, all the way back to the far end of the city.
Yeah, I had Dennis up at the flagpole, and I hit every dip, every corner, and we went through each one of these. And the nice thing about this one, the one that we're recommending, probably going to recommend is a BizTalk. Okay, this is the most expensive one. This is 4 watts. These other two are 2 watts. Okay, difference in the wattage makes difference. But the nice thing about this is when they're all set up, they're programmed, so nobody can fool with the frequencies like they can on this one. They have to be programmed into the unit, and the knob on top turns and tells them which channel they're on. So if we have an emergency, we tell them what channel is the base frequency, okay? And if we got a pair out there somewhere else, they can be on another frequency. If they got to move over to back to the base, they can go back to the base. But the other thing is this emergency. There's a little orange button on top. I don't know much about it other than what the sales rep told me. They could push that, and it opens up that frequency to where they don't have to push anything on this thing other than that red button. And if they're in a situation, they can basically push that and contact everybody on that frequency to let them know they got a situation. They got like, I don't know, I think 10, 15, 20 seconds worth of time that they can talk without having to push anything other than that orange button. So this was the one she was recommending. It wasn't just because it's the most expensive. She basically told me that this was the one because of all the houses and stuff and our structures. When you see those ads in the paper that say 35 miles or whatever, that's on the water where there's nothing in the way, okay? You're not going to get that with these. This one did pretty good. But when you get down in the dips, it got a little bit hard. And we got some dips, like on Middlesex. We got that dip down on Middlesex. And like I said, I had him at the flagpole, and I was all the way up in the corner on Pacelli. And it was just clear as a bell. And I went down in that little cul-de-sac they got down there and talked to them down there, and it was just the same. So that's the reason why we're recommending this one. And the quote was, and again, keep this in mind, there's 16 of these we get. All right? When you break that down, it's about, I think it's $79 or something. It's $1,040 for 16 of these. And they all come with a separate base unit. So each person, all the commission members would have one, and then we would have eight for the volunteers on our security force if we got into an emergency situation. So that's the one we're recommending. The difference, this one, two packages or eight pairs of these is $460, but it isn't going to help us. And I can tell you this much, this one, this one's a joke. It's got, there's eight to a package, two packages was $384. But I'm going to tell you what, I think we maybe talked to one another on this one twice or three times. We never did get in contact hardly at all on this one at all. But both of these, again, are 2 watts. Now, watts is the key. This is 4. And I did talk to Motorola, the Motorola representative in Louisville. And he says, I don't want to talk you out of, you know, he says, I'm a Motorola representative, but he says, I'm going to tell you what. He says, the Midland products are probably the what you need to go with, because he says, I ain't got anything under $200 a piece. And that's usually, Motorola is the type that the police force uses. So this one does require a license. I haven't looked into it. She thought it was 175 or thereabouts for 10 years. So here again is, that's the only other expense we'll have to have with these other than the radios themselves.
When you get a license, they'll assign you a channel.
Correct. Okay.
They have all those other channels. Besides that, they'll assign you a channel that's yours.
Okay. So, with that, do I have any questions?
Wasn't there some money available that started this? There was money available that would be put toward it.
Right. Yeah. Right. Every quarter, we'll get another check probably in January or early part of February from the state. And it has to do with, I think it's House Bill 413. I can't remember. But anyhow, it's basically funds that we get out of adjudication decisions. In other words, fines and penalties that people, you know, go down the circuit court or wherever and get penalized. So we get a piece of that. And in this case, the first one we got was $700. So even though we have this now, I mean, we have it built in. We have a few extra dollars, you know, that we can take because Derby City wasn't able to do some patrols because of the riots and stuff. So we've got some extra cash left over from them. But again, we'll be getting. We got the first quarters. The second quarter will come in January. Third quarter will come in April, and the fourth quarter will come in next July. And we never know how much it's going to be. Okay, so it's, you know, she says it's probably about the same every time. But there again, as I don't, this is the first year that I've actually seen this stuff come in. But that was a good question. We have to use it for this type of stuff also. We can't be using it for general funds. It has to be used for public safety and health. Okay? Good question. So with that, do I hear a motion?
Hey, I have a question, Bob.
Okay.
Well, you said base unit. Do you mean, is it just a charging port?
Yeah, just a charging. Yeah.
Okay.
So do I hear a motion?
I make a motion.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. Let's go ahead and do a voice vote. Let's start with Commissioner Metcalf.
Yes.
Commissioner Hall.
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell.
Yes.
Commissioner Bedell?
Yes.
And Mayor Stone says yes. Okay, that all passes. All right. Now, so she'll be happy tomorrow. Jenny will be. All right. Where's my agenda at? There it is. All right. Is there any other old business that I might have missed? All right. Let's move to new business. Any commissioners have any new business they want to discuss? Boy, it's awful quiet. Are y'all just waiting to get home and open presents or something?
I don't have any new business, but I'd like to bring up the fact that I spotted a drone in the city. It was about 8, 9 o'clock at night, and I thought it was a helicopter. So I was watching it. I rolled my windows down to see if I could hear it. Didn't hear nothing, but when I stopped my truck, it stopped. It sat there a minute, turned around, did an about face, and shot away from me. So I turned down another street, and he didn't come back. I don't know if he was scoping things out to break in houses or what they could have been doing, because they had cameras on, but when I stopped, he knew I was watching him, and he took off.
That's scary.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they were doing. It could have been innocent, but you know, people might want to be aware of it.
What time of night was this?
I think it was about 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Because we were out looking at Christmas lights. Yeah.
What?
We were out looking at Christmas lights at 25.
Like, what is that? Wow.
I'll
tell you something I did this week. I reported to Metro 311, although technically the street management is not in the city of Worthington Hills, but someone that lives or rents there in those solo apartments drives a tractor trailer, and that truck has been parked on Naisman now for 3 weeks. And there is a second one that has pulled in behind him. So I took pictures and I reported it to Metro 311 because we don't need that kind of stuff in a subdivision. That's a public street.
Plus, it's so dark you can't see. You can just run up on it.
It is. Yeah, and at night you can. You can just run right up on it. I don't make a turn.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes us look tacky too.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's dangerous. Yeah.
Okay, here's what I have for new business. Kentucky League of Cities, City Academy, or City Officials Academy, COA, is going to be virtual. It starts on the 19th of January and runs through the 21st. It's a daytime thing, but it's strictly online. I need the approval from the commission to go ahead and allow the new commission members to attend this. We had it budgeted, but I didn't want to go ahead and just do it without getting the commission's approval to expend that money that we have budgeted for it. So is there any objection to the new commission being able to, any of us, to take this this training next month?
You're going to miss out on a lot of good fun, though.
Yeah, it's the same training.
Yeah,
it's the same training.
Yeah, but that was fun.
Only with newer stuff. And you have to make your own breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
So. With that, do I hear a motion to authorize the City of Worthington Hills Commission to take the training? Thank you, Commissioner Bedell. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. That's passed 100%.
Did they come out with a new legal handbook at that time?
Yeah, everybody gets a legal handbook. Yes.
Are you going to order any extras? Or just those two?
Well, if anybody that doesn't take it, I will order them a legal handbook. Okay, is that all right?
Can I ask what time that is, Bob?
It's all day.
All day, so like 8 to 5?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, I'm going to check to see if like last year, COA 2, what they did was they put it on, they recorded it, and then allowed people to go at a later time. Okay? The only thing you miss out on that is asking questions directly during the training. But last year, I think they put it, if you were signed up, you had like 60 days to review any training that you didn't have time to look at while it was running. So I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
But it's good training. It's a big break. And you can watch your kids.
A little cart to carry it around with. It's heavy.
Okay, we got all the financial statements, it looks like, except for Harold's, because he's not in town. All right. There was something to come in. I know this isn't really going to apply to the outgoing commission members, but the unemployment insurance for us business people has dramatically jumped up. Okay? Their lowest percentage this year is 1%. I know this because we were at 0.3 and we jumped up to 1. I looked at the form and they're all at 1 is the lowest it can go. And it has to do with this COVID. It's drawn down the reserves. In our case, we went from 0.7 to 1.4. This starts January 1st, so it doesn't affect you all too much. And it doesn't affect our paychecks, the commission's paychecks. It affects the city's expenditures. And I just want to make you aware of this. The increase in the salary expense at the current levels from January to July, the best I can figure, is going to be just over $686 additional in salary expenses. And I just want to make people understand there's more cost to employers than just your paycheck. We got unemployment, we got Social Security, share of Social Security, and all this other stuff. But this really shook me because it may not sound like a lot to a lot of people, but think about this. Larger employers are hit with this too. And the ones that have a lot of turnover, their unemployment rate is usually a lot higher. Because we don't have a large unemployment turnover, ours is lower. I don't know why it's where it's at, but it has to do with reserves. So I wanted to make everybody just aware of that, and as a courtesy. Then I got an email, and I was thinking the same thing, but it took somebody else to give me a nudge. The city has a Costco membership. It's $60. Okay? It expires next month. It doesn't have to pay till the end of the month. And Dan brought it to my attention. We haven't purchased anything on our membership from Costco since the first year in 19. And then we only did that to basically get the supplies for Bev. We've been doing everything with Business Amazon. We have Business Amazon, and we have the exemption from the state sales tax on it. So I'm not looking to renew it unless I hear from Bev that she wants me to keep it, or if we really need to, because $60 don't sound like a month, but it's $60 here, $60 there, you know, it adds up. So I'm just bringing this up because I'm going to bring it up at the next month's city meeting. But I just wanted to get...
Well, even better, with Amazon, you don't even have to go get anything.
Right.
They bring it in the house.
Right. So, anyhow, that was brought up, and I just wanted to make sure Dan got credit for it. Thank you, Dan. All right. Is there anything else I need to talk about before we move on? Okay. Next, we're going to do the commissioner report. Who wants to be first? And, oh, and by the way, would you all make sure you get the BEV, the commissioner report, as early as possible? Well, I'm not saying everybody. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. I'm just saying let's try and get them there earlier. I would like to get the city meeting minutes really early. So, all right, who wants to be first?
I can do it.
Commissioner Campbell, go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to thank the residents of the city of Worthington Hills for allowing me to serve as road commissioner for the last 2 years. Together with the commission's help, we accomplished the following. Painted speed bumps, placed signs, no parking on street anytime at the entrance to each court, upgraded damaged or missing road signs, as well as filled cracks in the roadway. This will extend the life of the pavement and roadway for 4 to 5 years before they'll have to be repaired. Repaid. We also put in place a 3-year contract with Miner and Company for snow removal. And thank you again. It's been a pleasure to serve our city. I just wanted to get that on record. I really have enjoyed it and learned a lot. So then on November 30th, I watched the weather, temperatures, the snow. Welcome to the club, okay? Nothing had to be done because the temperatures are warm enough. It wouldn't melt, and it melt any accumulating snow. And there shouldn't be a problem tonight either. December 8th, 2020, the resident at 4807 Middlesex Drive called to report that the sign, the speed bump ahead, had been hit and was laying in his yard. I checked it, pole was not bent, and the sign was not damaged. I reported this to Mayor Stoneham and told him I would check with Safety Code to find out what they'd charge to come out and reset the sign. I also would drive the city to see if anything else needed repair and could be taken care of at the same time. Mayor Stoneham called back on December 9th. He had picked up the sign and talked with the property commissioner, Harold Hall, who has a tool to reset the sign. They will take care of this in the near future.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing that. Appreciate
well, thank you very much. We appreciate all the hard work you've done these past 2 years, Commissioner Campbell.
Sing my praise.
No, you guys have done a great job. I can't say enough. Commissioner Beville, would you like to be next?
I can go next. I can only echo what Commissioner Campbell just said about it's been fun. It's been a challenge to be a commissioner. To date, I have done 105 streetlight checks. I didn't use all that orange tape that Dan bought for me, so I'm leaving that to whoever's taking over next. I want to thank the commissioner and especially Mayor Stoneham for really allowing me to get those new streetlights put in. I think that's made the city a safer place. I know some people didn't like them at first because they were shining in their windows, but it was no small task getting 7 streetlights put in. And a lot of people in the neighborhood, I mean, our neighbors had to say, okay, yeah, you can come through my yard. You can do that. And I appreciate that. I brought my materials tonight, things that I think might be helpful for the new commissioner. And between this time last month and this month, I did street light checks, and there wasn't a single one burned out. So, and I will tell this on myself. I did it again last week. I did it last year. I got so carried away with looking at the Christmas lights, I had to go back and start over. I wasn't paying better attention to the street lights. I was looking at the Christmas lights. But anyway, it has been a challenge. Mayor Stoneham, you and I have butted heads more than one time.
That's right.
But we still got a lot done for the city. and I appreciate that opportunity.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what, Linda. I can't tell you how appreciative I am of them lights, because the 4 years that I was commissioner prior, when I was a road commissioner, I always thought, why don't these streets have lights? And you brought it up, you went along, and you dredged through it, okay? And I can tell you what, I have no doubt that that's made a big difference for the people on that street. Each one of them is very much able to be illuminated now, and you can see up them. Even on Queen Anne's, where we didn't get the one in, we still have enough light on that street. So I would have liked to have four on that street, but three working that great. So again, I appreciate all the hard work you put into that project and stayed with it. And I know it had to be, it probably got on your nerves a little bit, but
the poor outdoor lighting guy that I started with, he retired.
Yeah. So again, thank you very much for your hard work, and the city of Worthington Hills will be indebted to you for your street lights for many years to come. And we look forward for when the new lights, the LCDs, come in.
Well, and as you know, as each old one burns out now, they're replacing it with an LEDs.
So oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay. They started that now. Okay, good.
They told us that they would as soon as they ran out of the other ones, and they were starting to replace them with the LEDs.
So. Okay, good. All right. Well, thank you very much. All right. Commissioner Metcalf, would you like to be next?
Yeah. Since I wasn't here last month, I'm going to read November's commission report too. Drove the city on multiple occasions with storage area with Mayor Stone on one occasion. Answered two phone calls. I talked to a resident about a car on Rustburg Court where someone had entered a vehicle without permission and scattered contents. The vehicle was not locked. And this is the December 1. Drove the city on multiple occasions with the storage area with Mayor Stone. Answered two phone calls. Issued two parking permits. Mayor Stoneman and I did two separate radio tests using the radios we are considering for the city to use during an emergency. Mayor Stoneman and I went to Steve Slider's office on two occasions. And Derby City Protection Activity Report. Traffic stops 10. This is from December the 15th. Let's see. No, not December, but November the 18th to the 28th. Traffic stops 10, parking citations 13, suspicious vehicle 1, property checks 3, vehicles parked in the wrong direction 1, and the officer helped a resident find a lost dog. So that's just 1, and that's it.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Commissioner Hall?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Okay, for example, this time, 1128, got all the main property basically mowed, but it was really more geared towards getting the balance of the leaves done. Also cut the mom's day lilies and cleaned up the cat from the Plain Island on the 28th. Mayor Stoneman and I put up the Christmas decorations, and I received one voicemail via email from the landlord at 4514 Lunenburg Drive and needed tax information. I sent that message to Mayor Stone. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Hall. All right.
And Bev, that's in your inbox right now.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay. The final thing, is there any comments from the audience yet? Okay, no comments from the audience. The final thing we have on the agenda, huh?
No one.
Where? Oh, yes, ma'am.
All of you that brought me Christmas cards, 390.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
That means I gave $1,950 to the Wounded Warriors Project, because for every card that we give, they put a $5 gift card in there. And then after it was all over, I got a whole bunch more cards, but I think it's
a good next year.
I got the $500. There you go. And I appreciate all the cards. Okay. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Okay. So the last thing on the agenda tonight is giving the oath of office to our new commission. and I'll be doing that since I'm the mayor. But I wanted to let y'all know, because I had checked with Chris Johnson, who is one of the attorneys over at KLC, and they had apparently gotten a whole bunch of questions from other mayors about doing this virtually and whether it was legal or not. And the attorney general has come back and says there's nothing that says you can't do it. Okay? So there's nothing that says you can, there's nothing that says you can't. So he has said that it's perfectly legal to go ahead and allow the new commissioners to take the oath of office virtually.
I forgot to put in my report that I did not ever fight or duel. It's all good.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, if everybody will stand, did you all bring a copy or do I need to give you a copy?
I brought a copy.
Okay, good. All right. No, you
got everybody sit. No, you said everybody sit here.
No, all the new commissions. All the new commissions. Okay. I can't see Harold over there. Are you standing, Harold? You got to stand up, Harold. You got to stand up, Harold.
He doesn't have any pants on.
Oh. All right. Everybody raise their right hand. Okay. And repeat after me. I do solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be.
I do solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be.
Let's repeat after you.
Yes, please.
I do solemnly swear to affirm, as the case may be.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
And be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof. And I will faithfully execute. To the best of my ability. The office of city commissioner according to law. And I do further solemnly swear or affirm. That since the adoption of the present Constitution. I being a citizen of this state.
Have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within this state.
Nor have I sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons. Nor have I acted as second in carrying a challenge. Nor aided or assisted any person thus offending. So help me God. Congratulations.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Happy New Year. Oh, okay.
Thank you, Millie.
Thank you. Our new commissioners, for those that are here tonight, we have Crystal Adams. And Susan Melfin.
Moffin.
I'm going to have a problem with this one.
I think so.
Well, we don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
We'll probably have a special meeting at the beginning of the month or something, you know, so we can figure it out. But we don't have to do anything till the first meeting. So,
okay.
All right. I'll check the lights or whatever. So, anything else that you all want to bring up? Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to thank both of you ladies for your service.
Well, thank you
for the streetlights. They really do make a difference. I live back in East Bay, and I have a camera. I have a security camera. And I've caught all kinds of activity And thankfully, I have a street light across the street that I can see a little bit further, you know, and I've actually had been able to report and have images of people going through the cars and the street lights being hurt.
Okay.
So, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I want to say thank you, Carol and Linda. It's been a pleasure working with you. I know that we've had issues. Okay. Good, bad, different. Okay. But we worked through them. Okay. We didn't always see eye to eye, but we always managed to get through it. And it's been a real pleasure to have you as part of the team. We really did accomplish a lot. The audits, I mean, that was the most important thing. I mean, the lights were important for the utilities, getting the roads prepped to make sure that they can get through about 8-10 more years. This has all been great. We've done a wonderful job as a team, and I'm looking forward to the next team continuing on. So, again, you made my life a whole lot better.
It was rough when we started out. We didn't have a whole lot to start out with.
Right.
We really didn't.
Well, here again is, you know,
we had people parking on the sides of the streets all over the place. They were everywhere.
Yeah. Well, the thing is we managed to work through it. We'll continue to work through it. I think the city's in a much better condition now. Dan has been a big, wonderful help when it comes to the audits. I mean, I don't know how, you know, we would have done anything without him. And I want to thank you too, Dan, for the 2 years. Bev, same thing. We've managed to get through with that, getting caught up with what needs to be done. The minutes have been great. I don't think anybody has to come to the meeting anymore because the minutes are so in depth that people will know. And the website. The website has really made a big difference.
Well, I don't think there's one homeowner that's asked a question or sent an email or made a phone call that hasn't gotten an answer.
Right. All right. And that's another thing. Yeah,
it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's it's going to continue on, and we appreciate it. So with that, is there any other comments that want to be made?
I just wanted to say I'm really impressed as well. There's been such a difference between, you know, the previous administration, you know, 4 years ago or so, and now, you know, the audit's caught up, and the minutes are great, and the accounting's good, and the streetlights are working, you know.
Well,
there's no holes in the road.
I got to say to your question or your comment, it's very smooth. It's down at Bourne now.
Well, we try to make it. Yeah.
Stuff is getting done.
Well, not only that, but.
And then we'll come back.
Yeah.
That mayor from other cities, I don't know what who that mayor is. He's crazy. And I'm not ever coming back. I'm scared. So there you go.
But the thing is when the people come now, they can have, you know, all they got to do is recognize, made that very clear. There's only, you know, 5 votes on the commission, but we need all the help with making decisions, right, wrong, or indifferent, to get done. So with that, anything else? All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting? Thank you, Commissioner Goodall. Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. And y'all have a wonderful and happy and merry
Christmas.
And a happy New Year.